I'm Ricky Bevington, live from the GPB newsroom. Georgia could be one of the last states to set a date for the 2020 presidential primary. GPB's Stephen Fowler explains why.
In years past, Georgia has participated in Super Tuesday, voting on the same day as several other states towards the beginning of March. But this time around, we don't know when that primary will take place. That's because the state is currently considering proposals to replace outdated voting machines, which then have to be tested and rolled out to 159 counties. Once those new machines are selected, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will then determine when they will be ready to use for the primary. Georgia law gives him until December to pick that date. The supplier of the new voting machines could be announced in early July. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A Gwinnett County commissioner who was given a public reprimand by the commission for a social media post has filed a federal lawsuit. Commissioner Tommy Hunter called Georgia Congressman John Lewis a, quote, racist pig in a 2017 post. He claims the official punishment violated his First Amendment rights to free speech. Hunter is asking for $5 million in damages. Georgia's sea turtles are on track for a record nesting season. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Sea turtle researchers were expecting big nesting numbers in the state this year. That's in part because the turtles nest in cycles, and the last 2 years were down from a record 2016. It's also because it takes about 30 to 35 years for female turtles to mature and lay eggs. Mark Dodd with the Department of Natural Resources says that's about how long Georgia has been safeguarding the turtles.
So we started protecting those nests, improving reproductive success, and yeah, it's time for all those hatchlings we put in the water 30 years ago to come back and start nesting.
Dodd says at the current pace, they will likely surpass 4,000 nests, 1,000 more than the 2016 record. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News. It is 5:30.